The music of Maze featuring Frankie Beverly needs little introduction. For more than 30 years, Beverly and his band have been making hit after soulful hit and winning an exalted place in the hearts of their fans.
You made me happy. This you can dance. You stood right beside me.
Frankie Beverly grew up in Philadelphia, where he founded a couple of doo-wop and soul vocal groups. 35 years ago, Beverly formed Raw Soul, the R&B band that relocated to San Francisco. From those beginnings, the band that became Maze featuring Frankie Beverly has toured the world several times. Today, Maze is still being called to the stage. They're headlining this weekend's Essence Festival in New Orleans. But Beverly still likes to reminisce about those early days. He recalls how Marvin Gaye, who discovered Maze, influenced his music.
Long before I met him, I mean, Marvin Gaye is the quintessential male act. And to befriend him and become almost like a little brother to him was just more than I ever thought would happen to me. Just a guy that being around is going to change the way you do things.
Frankie, one of the things that Maze is known for is live performing. And you will go down, quite frankly, in the annals of live performances, you and the group, as one of the best. And I'm curious whether or not you see that as your high when you do music.
Yes, that is unquestionably the favorite part of this whole thing to me. I think there's not a doubt that whatever we do and whatever people like about us, I think mostly they like what they see live.
How y'all Southern girls doing out there? Y'all right? Well, let's get down, Sugar. Come on. 1, 2, 3.
When you're cooking, it starts cooking. It doesn't matter how many people is in the room. It's just a special thing. It's probably the most powerful form of art, is the music thing and the live thing. You know, you say hey, they say hey. You say ho, they say, and it just comes right back at you. It's just nothing like it, man. Nothing like it.
When you think about all of the songs that Maze has given to us, and I mean, you know, you can go down the list, Happy Feeling, While I'm Alone, I Can't Get Over You, Before I Let You Go, Running Away. You can tell I'm a fan. I can just,
oh, man,
you know,
I can hear it.
I can kick them off. But let me ask you, is there a song that if you had to say, this is the ultimate Maze, this is what I would like to represent us, is there one?
If somebody was to say, what depicts the body of Maze, where Maze comes from, it's two songs that really stick out to me. One, Happy Feelings. That is Maze.
And these happy feelings, feel that happy feeling, I'll spread them all over the world, from deep in my soul. Happy feelings.
And the second one, which really says who we are, where we come from. We come from the 60s. We're kind of flower children. We Are One would be the song I would say that's how I feel inside. I really believe that in my heart.
Going to play the Essence Music Festival again in New Orleans, and I would think, based on the conversation we just had about the idea of coming from that generation of flower children and peace and love, when you see that, particularly with the sea of black faces that is there, that must be something for you, Frankie.
Man, I can't even explain. I mean, you know, we've seen nights where there was 50 and 60,000 people doing the electric slide all down in it. And to be a part of it makes me feel very, very lucky, man. Yeah.
Frankie, now you have for a long enough time now, for those of us who love your music, kept us waiting for something new out of the studio. And I know a person like yourself is always working on music.
Oh, yeah.
Can those of us who love it look for something soon?
Absolutely. Working on something now. One of the things, Ed, is I've had some throat problems. I mean, nothing cancerous or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But it psychologically freaks an artist out for a while. I got freaked out, you know, for some years about that. So I'm back now. I'm really, really flowing now. I'm in writing. I look to have something out the first of next year. I even have the title for the album. I'm going to call it Anticipation.
Well, Frankie Beverly, those of us who've loved the music for so long will indeed be waiting in high anticipation for what comes next. And we know, like everything else you've released, it's going to be great. Thank you, man, for spending some time with us today.
Oh, man, thank you, Ed. You know there's nothing.